This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Krista Melton.
The global numbers for coronavirus are still rising. Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center has put the global caseload now at 65,862,427. The death toll is at 1,518,096. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden says he will ask Americans to wear masks for 100 days when he assumes office on January 20th in order to reduce infections. The U.S. caseload is at 14,367,459. And 278,872 Americans have died of COVID-19. In South Korea, a spike in COVID-19 cases has public health officials urging people to move Christmas and New Year's festivities from in-person to online. South Korea reported 629 new coronavirus cases on Friday. That's a nine-month high in a country that for months has been a model of virus containment. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said 463 of the new infections were from Seoul and its surrounding areas. Italy's prime minister signed an order on Thursday limiting travel within the country during the Christmas holiday period until January 6th. Allowances will be made for work as well as health and emergency reasons. Italy recorded 23,255 new COVID-19 cases on Thursday and 933 deaths. French President Emmanuel Macron has credited the good behavior of the French for a recent improvement in coronavirus numbers in that country. He praised his fellow countrymen before announcing that the coronavirus vaccine will only be administered across France